Well, good morning to you all.
Hey, Steve.
It's good to be in Lighthouse Church this morning. Before I say anything else, I just bring everything to God. Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for this day. And thank you, Lord, for what we have in Britain, a fantastic ambulance service. And Lord, the fact that they take care of people. They were concerned about Colin because, Lord, he'd had a stroke a while back and they have to check him out fully. Yeah. Thank you that they do this, Lord, to check him out. Lord, he'll be fine in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray that this fall will bring nothing else but just peace over him, Lord. And he will be. We'll see him next week, Lord. Lord, protect him in Jesus' name. And restore him and heal that wound on his head. In Jesus' name. And Father, for what you have shown me through the week and for what I'm to bring, I pray will bless and lift up us all. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Bill, if you wouldn't mind putting the first slide on. This may be a bit strange to start off with.
There aren't enough pins. But
I just thought this would be good for the kids as well as the adults. This is the humble penguin. This penguin has belonged to me for 41 years. I got him one Christmas, and he has a brother who belongs to my brother. Now, this penguin has been on car journeys, has been on camping in the back garden. This penguin's been there for when I needed a hug. This penguin's been there for fun, games, laughter, you name it. I actually remember, you know, because the penguin is so awesome, that I remember balancing him on my bed and then booting him to see how high he can go to hit the ceiling. That's a lot of fun as a child. Another thing is, because he's so well balanced, he was great target practice for balls. And just used to try and see if I could knock him over. And then I would get my brother, he would come and join me with his penguin, and we'd put them together and we'd see if we could knock two penguins down with one ball. Lots of fun. And also, penguins make you laugh. I mean, I had so much joy with this one. Look very carefully. Penguin burger. Anybody want a penguin burger? And also, sausage penguin. Lots of things you can do with this penguin. Now, my knowledge of penguins was not vast at the age of 7, but I knew enough to know that they didn't mind the cold, and they came from eggs, and they love fish. That was about it at the age of 7. I should have known more, but of course we didn't have the internet back then, or the Discovery Channel. But you're getting a bit of Discovery Channel this morning in Lighthouse. The thing is, there's so much more to this humble penguin that I was about to find out. Now, my mum, being my mum, she loved bringing principles to us when we were younger, and she put on a song played in an LP. For those of you who remember when LP. And one of the songs went like this: ice skating penguins never complain about the wind, the snow, or the rain. They're happy with the life that they lead because they have all they need. I sing this song sometimes to the kids at school, particularly when they're moaning and complaining. And I say, but you have what you need. Mm-hmm. Like what, Mr. Spriggs? Well, you have water. You have clothes. And I can go on and on with what they've got, particularly here in Britain. I said, there's some children in the world that don't have that. There's some children in the world that only have one meal a day. And when I sing this song to them, they go, oh, I understand. The penguin has all its needs. Yes, but there's more to the penguin than that. So I'm going to throw this penguin out. because there's children at the back. Can you catch it? Because I used to teach it this, like a rugby ball, the size of it, okay? Right, here we go. You ready to catch, kids?
Catch.
Oh, well done. Right, Ewan, can you tell me something about the penguin that you know? Just one thing. That's really good. Well done. Right, pass on to somebody else that knows something about penguins.
Joey, what do you know about a penguin? Anything?
Yes, they do. That's really good. Surfing on the waves. Oh, that was good. Well done. I'm going to be mentioning that. It's brilliant, Callum. Well done. This is good. I love the vast knowledge that people have. Do you want to pass to... Right, go for it, George.
They're white and black.
They're white and black. Yes. Yes. This is good. Do you want to pass to an adult? An adult that's very willing and knows lots about penguins.
Chuck it. Go on. No injuries. No more accidents.
Some of them live in Africa.
Some of them live in Africa. Yes.
Oh, no.
Keep their eggs on their feet.
Yes.
There's lots of different types of penguins.
That's right, there's over 14 different species.
I'm not
touching
it.
They like fish.
Yeah, they do, they like fish. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. I'll just, all right. There is Sailor there, Sailor, what a go.
I think they go back each year too.
That's right, they do. They go back each year to the same places. It's brilliant. This is great. So, to give you the aspect of a penguin that's been created by God, the uniqueness of it, they can survive in minus 70 degrees, which is phenomenal. And the males control the temperature in their own body. I'm like, what? They do what? So the males... When the female has laid an egg, she carefully rolls it over to the male and then scoops it to him in his feet, and he catches it in his feet and tucks it under a pouch. This pouch then keeps the egg warm at 36 degrees, wow, controlled by the male penguin's heating system. Wow. That's just amazing. I thought, wow. The other thing is their feet don't freeze because... The blood system, and you find this in most birds, that the blood, the veins wrap around each other, right to the point of where the feet are, so that whatever is cold that comes up, it's kept at a temperature about 2 or 3 degrees above zero. So they never freeze, and they're happy. The other thing about the penguin is they can travel about 60 kilometres in a day. That's a long distance with these tiny wee feet. They're robust, they keep going. And now really, what Callum said was brilliant. The fact that they show kindness to one another. If one's freezing at the back in these high pressure, well, these low pressures, they will look after each other, they will move around and keep each other warm non-stop so that none of them freeze. Their body is made up of layers of skin, and in their skin, they have furry feathers that are tucked up, almost like tiles on a roof, and keeps them totally insulated. And they have this beautiful oil over them, anointing oil, I'll call it. They have this oil, and it just keeps them preserved and keeps them going well in the freezing conditions. There's so much to this, and they show kindness and love to one another. They will help each other out. When they choose a mate, what they'll do is they will come along with a pebble in their beak. And this is called pebbling, and they will present this pebble to the one that they are really liking. I want to be with you. And they will show, and if the female goes, that's a lovely smooth one, I really like it, yes. And then the male penguin goes, woohoo, lots of toot toots, and then goes straight back and gets lots of other pebbles, brings it back, and the female makes a nest. It's amazing. Sorry if I'm shooting this at 100 miles an hour. I'm just wanting to get through this. So, God has created these penguins for their purpose to survive. But they don't know that. They're just enjoying life. But that is who they are. So they're persevering. They have some self-control with the pedals, with the feet as well. They also are very kind and loving to one another. Mostly. Thank you. I'm going to leave you there now. By the way, his name's Larry, if you wanted to know. So Larry.
Bingo.
I'm now going to share some scripture. And I will bring up some points of the humble penguin. So, next slide, please. This is the guy I want to talk about a little bit. His name is Peter. Now, this is Peter. I couldn't find any other character like how awesome this guy is. This is Peter from The Chosen. Now, Peter shows a distinct characteristic strength and wonder and amazement, but his joy for the Lord. Peter loved Jesus and gave himself up for everything for Jesus, to defend him. And when the Holy Spirit came down, Peter was full of the Holy Spirit and loved to operate this way. So if you wouldn't mind turning to Acts 5, and we're going to read from 12 to 16. So next slide, please. This is found in the New King James Version. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both women, men and women. So they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities of Jerusalem, or to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, they were all healed. Wow, what a start off. What a movement from Acts 2 to Acts 5. These men were full of the Holy Spirit. These men were moving. And Peter wants everyone to be the same. And it's amazing because these apostles were all in one accord. There's something to really look at there. They were all in one accord. And also how scary it was. People, yet none of them, the rest, dared join them. There's something so magnificent here. Seeing people set free, seeing people healed by the name of Jesus, and all the glory goes to Jesus. Now there's a frightening thought in this. Because when you look at the history of 60 AD to 70 AD, many were coming to the Lord, but many were being persecuted. There was plenty of gods and rulers and celebrations of that time that were not good. And every believer in Jesus Christ was called an atheist. Quite an interesting point just to go over. I said this a while back. But they were called atheists because they didn't believe in the God that the others could see. They had statues and people said, well, if you don't believe in that statue, then you're an atheist. So but we believe in the God Almighty that created you. No, it's not good enough, they said. And there was hardship and it was difficult for the people. But it didn't stop Peter. It didn't stop the apostles. They were just moving. So if we look at Acts 4:13, which is previous to Acts 5, you'll see how difficult it was for them. Yes, please. Oh, sorry. Before I go into Acts 5 and 4, I wanted to share this. This happened yesterday. Remember what I've said about the disciples? This happened yesterday in Kenya with Stuart Brash. So it reads, we just prayed for this man who had tuberculosis in the name of Jesus, and he felt all leave him, and all the tightness in his lungs was gone. He was praising God, breathing normally, with large intakes of breath. Miracles before your eyes. This was a family that he was going to go to in Kenya. This was a family day. And this man was healed. But just to knock it on the head of how real this was, Stuart then texted us this morning and said, just heard that the man who got healed slept like a baby for the first time in a long time. He is totally healed. He thought he was about to die, hence why I had the word re-spirit of death over him to cast out. This is my miracle-working Jesus. He is the only way, the truth, and the life, and you cannot get into heaven except through him. That's a loving example of what I've just read in Acts 5. He is out with a team, and they're all in one accord. I believe when we get together all in one accord under the Holy Spirit, great things will happen. We will see this happen. If you wouldn't mind moving to Acts 4, 13. This is the time where Peter and John are before the Sanhedrin. And they were caught with the Sanhedrin because they just healed the man at the gate. The man, well, basically, as they were going into the temple. And they'd healed him. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but what I give unto you, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And that's what exactly happened. But the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees were not happy, so they arrested them and took them in. And here they are before them. And it reads, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. That is what I want to see happen today. I want to see this so that people can say nothing against it. I want to see people healed, delivered, set free, and it will happen. I'm believing for these days. It will happen. And we will be operating in unity. We'll be operating together. And it will all be Jesus that everybody points to. Just like the Sanhedrin did. He just had to just say it. They took note. These men have been with Jesus. I want this for our lives. When you walk in your workplace, when you walk down the street, can people say, I know that you've been with Jesus. I want this. And how do we get this? Well, Peter wrote a letter in 2 Peter chapter 1. So this is fruitful growth. This is where Peter was coming to the end of his life. And before the end of his life, he was in prison. And he wrote this letter. This is about 64 to 68 AD. And he had to make it very specific. He had to encourage everybody that was outside the prison because he couldn't speak to them. And he had to sometimes use eloquent speech. He had to sometimes get this across to all that were listening and believers in all areas. And he says this, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. Amen to that. That's what he's writing to the people from his prison cell. Maybe if I was in a prison cell, please help. Pray for me. I don't know how long I've got left. Send out the word. Not Peter. He knew where he was in Christ. He knew that his time was coming, and he wanted to make sure everybody else was living an abundant life in Christ and just spreading the word and being partakers of the divine nature of Christ. And guess what? You're escaping. You're escaping the corruption of this world through lust. A question for you all. Do you think that which was mentioned over 2,000 years ago, do you think that's changed? No. There's still heavy, lustful things in this world. There's still things that come against us. I mean, if you put it into this as categories, there's about three. There's the world, there's the flesh, and there's the devil. Doesn't matter which area you put in. Could be the devil, the world, the flesh. It doesn't matter. But I'm just going to do the world first. The world says, if you pray, particularly in Britain, if you pray in certain areas, you'll be arrested. Why?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not right.
No.
But the world's against us for that. We've taken things out of the school because we don't want people knowing about Jesus. Well, so the education system has got this too, and it's against Christianity? Yep. In your workplace, there was a time, I don't know how many years ago, I think it was before COVID, about 7 or 8 years ago, where the government were bringing in place that they were trying to get rid of crosses everywhere. What? Why are they doing this? This is not right. This is our God. This is our King. He is powerful. He is for us. He's not against us.
Yeah.
He's for everybody out there too. I want to see freedom again in Christ.
Yes.
And it's got to come through the love and the joy and the grace and the peace and the mercy that's expounding in our own lives and for everybody else too. Mm-hmm. So the next slide, please. So 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7, displays an aspect of what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That's what love is. What is lust? Lust is the complete opposite. The dictionary gives a sexualized point of view what lust is. Yes, that is right. But I say lust really is the opposite of all this. You see it in today's society. If you don't agree with certain people and they're talking about love is love, yet they will get very angry and upset if you don't agree with certain things. And you're thinking, what is that? Sorry to put this bluntly, but that's lust. We are the people of love. We're the people that honour one another, are patient with one another, kind with one another, and it always brings about the truth and brings about trust and brings about hope, and it always perseveres. That's who we are. Let's move to faithful growing in the faith from verse 5. Next slide, please. So this is 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 5. We're reading from verse 5 to 9, down to 9. But also, I didn't go over this properly. Sorry about this. I always said the world, the flesh. It's okay, just leave that there. The flesh. The flesh is a thing that comes against us too. The flesh desires things in this world. The flesh desires things that are not good. It could be drugs, alcohol, pornography, gambling, you name it. But the flesh is desiring after those things. And we've got to control that. Mm-hmm. Self-control. Self-control is a good thing. Self-control really helps. Also, the devil seeks round like a roaring lion who to destroy. And if he finds you, he will use these things in the world. He will use these things in the flesh to put you down. And you end up slouched down, heavy with these things. And when they're heavy, you've got to know how to lift them off. That's why Jesus comes along and lifts them off for you and sets you free. So these heavy things are got rid of by Simon doing this. Simon Peter said this in verse 5. But also for this reason, I giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Good moral standing. Standing in who you know who, well, you know who you are in Christ. You know who you are in Jesus. And you add to this virtue knowledge. Knowledge of the gospel, knowledge of Jesus, knowledge of everything he has for you. Add to knowledge self-control. That's such a good word. Let's get there where we're controlling our habits and going, no, you're not going to take me away from the joy of the Lord. No, I want Jesus and nothing else. Add to self-control perseverance. Remember these penguins? They can persevere through the most extreme weather and they just keep going. They've got the inbuilt system, heating system, the lot. We have got Jesus. We can run to him when things get hard, when things get difficult, and persevere through it because he loves you. And with this, godliness, added to it, godliness. A godliness like Peter and his disciples out in the streets and people laying others before them so that their shadow passes by and heals them. Wouldn't it be amazing if people could see the godliness in you and they know that there's something that they want and it's missing and it's God. Because you are just humble and you love him first. And add on to this brotherly kindness. These penguins show this. They gather together. And as Callum said, the one in the middle that's the hottest will move to the outside to let somebody else, the other penguins, to come in. Let's support one another. Let's show brotherly kindness. When a brother and sister is whatever. I'm just going to say whatever. Let's help them. Show kindness. There can be kindness in lots of areas. Kindness in time. Kindness in words. So that your words are pouring over and lifting up people and setting them free. Spiritually. Kindness even in money. There's things that we've been gifted with. That we have plenty of. And most importantly, it all comes from him. It all comes from the Heavenly Father. And if we're giving our attention to him, then we are completely absorbed in him, so the brotherly kindness is so freely given to all. Mm-hmm. And add to that love. Wow! Topping off after kindness, love? Yes! And I already mentioned love earlier. And how good is love for everybody? But first of all, love for Christ. And then Peter takes it a step further. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from old sins. Can I take a moment here to encourage each and every one of you? Don't, whatever you do, let the enemy, the devil, rob you of all these good things of perseverance, of self-control, of the knowledge of what Jesus Christ has done for you. Do not let the enemy rob it from you. Because Peter says, then you become basically short-sighted, remembering old sins, remembering things that happened yesterday. Do not let that trap you. Do not do that. Be free from that in Jesus' name. And you will live this fruitful life. And it will keep going and going. And then he takes it a step further. Because I believe Peter, even in this prison cell, is showing people that he wants us in this area so that we are walking with him wholeheartedly. So next slide, please. This is growth in 2 Peter 1, 10 to 11. Therefore, brethren, even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Whoa! For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wow! We'll never stumble. Oh, but Lord, I've stumbled. What did I say earlier, Stephen? You've been cleansed from that. Oh yes. Oh yes. Don't look at what you failed before. Walk strongly, knowing that God is for you and not against you. Don't go to things that are going to put you down. Have self-control. Grab a hold of stuff that is not for you and bin it. Just bin it. Get rid of it. And walking this way, you won't stumble because of Jesus Christ. He holds you. He's got you. He'll support you. And also we've got one another. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, if I see any of you stumbling away from a little bit, the love of me from Jesus Christ is going to help you. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the condemning, judgmental hatred, because that's got nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all to do with love. Mm-hmm. And it's all to do with him. He paved the way. He died on the cross for you and I. So walk out today knowing that you're loved. Walk out today knowing that you're going to be adding to your faith daily. Oh, and it's all for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to pray just to end this off. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And Lord, things that I may have wanted to say and I've forgotten, it doesn't matter, Lord. For what I have said, Father, I pray that it will be imprinted in our hearts that a man called Peter, who knew who he was going to die soon, was more concerned about other people. He was more, and the love for other people, he wanted them to live their life out and live it abundantly in Jesus Christ. And Father, this man, Peter, who is your disciple, had all he needed right to the very end, and it was you. I pray over everybody here and for every church meeting up and down the countryside and for our dear brothers and sisters over in Kenya, mm-hmm, where they are just now, and not just them but other teams that are out ministering to thousands upon thousands and seeing many thousands come to you and healing. I pray for them all that, Lord, that when we gather together in one accord, Lord, we'll see you move. We'll see people set free and healed. Mm-hmm. We'll see people who have been bound by spirits released and set free and healed. Mm-hmm. Be blessed this week. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.